You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Today is Friday the 20th, and we have something very special happening today on Friday the 20th at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. It is called Free Everything. So if you are hearing this in the morning, if you are hearing this at 5 p.m., we want to encourage you to send some people to come yourself to 1010 Dixon Boulevard for Free Everything beginning at 4 p.m. this afternoon. So we'll be out there probably till about 7 o'clock. And what we're doing is we are giving away all kinds of household items, clothes, just whatever people bring in good working condition. So people bring items that they want to donate in good working condition, and we arrange them on tables. We put up signs that say free everything, and anybody is able to come and take anything that they would like to take because we're not storing anything. So everything must go, free everything. So send some people to 1010 Dixon Boulevard if you have anything that you would like to drop off to donate. If you have some things that you're looking for that you would like to pick up, it is for everybody. And it's an opportunity for evangelism. It's an opportunity to share the love of God. The Bible says, what profit is it if you're just praying for people and you're not meeting their basic needs? So we'll have lots of stuff that will be available, be out there. I can't say exactly what because it depends on what people bring. But I know in the past, we've had TVs, we've had baby supplies, high chairs, all kinds of, baby apparatus, baby fun stuff, yeah. Lots and lots of clothes for all ages, different household items. We've had like toaster ovens, all, and like we said, good working condition, because if it's junk, it's just going in the dumpster. So save yourself a trip. Don't bring no junk. Yeah. You could just go ahead and put that in your dumpster at your place. But good working condition. And we've been blessed to receive lots and lots and lots and lots of great items in the past and been able to just say, hey, free everything. People are walking around saying, how much is this? How much is that? And we get to say, it is all free. Just please take it. Call some people to come. Take some stuff as well. So it's an opportunity to be a distribution center. God has strategically located us, Living Word Church, at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right in the center of the city of Cocoa. So please come on out, visit with us, meet with us. We'll have lots of people out on the grounds to laugh, to fellowship, to pray, to whatever is needed. We want to be available, be a resource to the community. So please send people today beginning at 4 p.m. And tomorrow, Saturday, the 21st, there is Laundry Love. So Laundry Love, this is the 13th year of this taking place. And specifically this time, it is going to be in 6 locations. And I'm going to announce the locations here in a minute when I pull up the flyer, so that you can see which location is closest to you. So what Laundry Love is, it's another evangelistic opportunity where five churches have partnered together and Eckerd connects. And at each location that is mentioned here, anybody who is there will be able to do their laundry for free with the assistance of the volunteers that are there on site. It's an opportunity to spread the love of Jesus in a practical way, one load at a time. Sharing the love of Jesus one load at a time is the slogan for the event. So this is for anybody who would like to come and participate from 9 a.m. to noon. All of your laundry expenses, the soap, the bleach, the fabric softener, the dryer sheets, all that is covered through Laundry Love, as well as the price for the using of the washers and the dryers between 9 and 12 tomorrow. So the locations in Cocoa, the one where Living Word Church is going to be, is Spinners, and that is located at 1224 Dixon Boulevard. So we will be at that location, Living Word Church with Ecker Connects. And then there are other locations where other church partners will be at 805 North Fisk Boulevard. That's another Cocoa location. So we have two locations in Cocoa. And then in Titusville, Love Center Church will be at 616 South Park Avenue. So that's the Titusville location covered by Love Center Church. That was 616 South Park Avenue. In Rockledge will be, the location is 920 Barton Boulevard, and that is covered by Faith Temple. And in Melbourne, the locations, there's two locations in Melbourne. One is 1844 Post Road, and I believe the Real Church is covering that one, as well as that second Cocoa location, 805 North Fisk. And then 1612 North Harbor City Boulevard is also Love Center Church Melbourne. We'll be covering that one. So send some people out for Laundry Love. It's going to be a great time of fellowship, an opportunity for evangelism, and able to get your clothes washed for free.
Amen. I love that, Diane. Mm-hmm. And the scripture that came to my mind as you were talking is found in Psalms 34. You look at Psalms 34, verse 8. And it's a call. It's free everything. Mm-hmm. So we're calling you to come. Mm-hmm. But the Bible also tells us, give us an invitation. So you're getting an invitation here. And in Psalms 34, verse 8, it says you ought to taste. Mm-hmm. Taste and see.
That the Lord is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taste, read it, Diane.
Yeah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we're calling you. Mm-hmm. So here. So we're not saying only that God is good. Mm-hmm. We say, taste. Mm-hmm. And then you will see. Mm-hmm. You will know that God is good. You know? So how am I going to know if they, you know, in order for me to know if the honey is good, I got to taste it, right? I said, I get the honey, I taste it as a man. This is sweet, right? Mm-hmm. That's the same way. Come taste and see. Everything that will be given on that day is for free. And it's not going to be junk.
I already have my big bowl.
we're not just going to give you something that that is junk. You're going to get something that is usable. So we say, come taste and see. Come try. You will know that God is good.
James chapter 2, verse 15 through 16. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? So we are all about serving the community. We're all about building relationships. We're all about doing life together. So we do life together with God, and we do life together with one another, because sometimes we're not balanced. We just say, okay, well, it's just me and God. Okay, well, God uses people. Yes. He uses networks of people to bring his will to pass in the earth. Then sometimes we're on the other side. We say, well, just me and my family or just me and my friends. Well, that's on balance too, because then we're leaving God out. So it's all of us together with God and with one another. And then things like this, opportunities come where we could be a distribution center for free everything, where we network together. And in the past, you know, we've had people come through, drop off a bag of baby clothes, pick up the next size clothes for their children, the size they're in now, and leave. We've had people come and that started new jobs and they needed a different type of clothes to wear for that particular career. So they're able to find that there. You know, we did it last time we did it was when the weather was changing. People were grabbing blankets. They were grabbing sheets. They were grabbing jackets because we needed them for that time. So we're so thankful that the Holy Spirit, he directed us in this way to do free everything. We're doing it quarterly. And it's an opportunity also for those who are donating to clear the way, to release the old and embrace the new.
Yes. So come out on Friday evening and see that God is good and see that God loves you. Mm-hmm. God loves you. And because you have the love of God in your heart, you want to share it. Because we are to share what? The love of God that is in our heart. And so when you sharing it, I'm sharing it, then all around, the people all around us can now see that God is good.
Yeah, the phrase that comes into my mind with what's going to happen on Friday evening is one man's junk is another man's treasure.
That's right. Because it's some good stuff here.
No junk.
Yes. It's some good stuff. So tell a friend. If you hear this broadcast this morning, tell a friend. 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right here in the heart of Cocoa, safe place. You can come out and you will be blessed.
We ask that you follow our new Facebook page and our Instagram page. It's Living Word Church Coco. Living Word Church Coco on Facebook and Instagram. And once you like and follow the page, then you'll see our YouTube links that are there when we upload different sermon segments and such to YouTube. So that's available. You can share them out to family and friends as well to partake in the messages. And we also have a new website, which is livingwordchurchcoco.com. So that's livingwordchurchcoco.com. And from the website, you can contact us and you can also access the social media accounts. And you can also see our calendar for our March event. So everything is there available to you so that you're able to get plugged in. We exist to encounter God, to cultivate purpose, to serve our community, to build families, and make a difference. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM. The Christian Voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come